Every time I see a mission statement, I've learned to ask 5 questions. 1, does it have both ends and means in it? Many mission statements are only vision statements, dealing with ends. Many mission statements are only value statements, dealing with means. Ends and means are inseparable. You'll never really accomplish a worthy end with an unworthy means. 2, do the mission statement deal with all stakeholders? Not just, obviously, the customers and the employees and the owners, but also the suppliers, also the community, because many are reaping where they have not sown and must give back. And if we don't have more social and business commitment to our environment and to the next generation through education, we'll find that the social problems may eventually overwhelm the economic machinery and discombobulate all society. 3, does the mission statement deal with all 4 needs? The economic, the social, how people are treated and so forth, the psychological, how people are developed and used, and the spiritual, the meaning that people get from their work, the sense of contribution, the sense of making a difference, and also the sense of integrity, that there's an effort to have an integrated culture based on principles, based on the mission statement. 4, does the mission statement come from the bowels of the organization? Is it deeply bought into? Is it understood? Do people emotionally identify with it? Perhaps many were involved in developing it. Were they trained in it? Were they socialized into it? And 5, is it used as a constitution? Is it the supreme law of the land? Interestingly, number 9 item said, whoever receives a guest complaint owns the complaint. Another item said, never point, always escort.